This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
And here we go.
There's a drive!
That is Derek's Dimes. Well done, well done.
Swing and a drive!
6'11 and a half. He's an athlete, face-up shooter.
High drive to left field!
I've been hearing that a lot.
The drive and the two!
He visited here this past weekend. Sounds like it went well.
The drive of the game.
I think if I'm Underwood, I want you to go out and I want you to take every available shot.
Swing and a drive, and that ball is absolutely right.
Well, here we are.
Derek Piper here.
Happy to be joined by Josh Whitman,
Brad Underwood,
Lovie Smith coming in to join us.
Gee.
Let's go for a little ride.
All right.
There's like a baseball game tonight that...
Kind of a big deal.
Supposed to be a big deal.
Yeah. I don't know how Cubs feels. Feel about it.
Are you a little nervous?
Of course. We haven't won there. And when I say we, Cardinals haven't won there all year.
We've got a big, big hour. We're only here for an hour. Cubs Cardinals tonight. You'll
Power
hear
hour.
Pregame and postgame right here on ESPN 93.5. By the way, it's The Drive. I'm Lante. He's Derek Piper. Trevor Valise here as well. And Cubs Cardinals tonight. So that game is a national game starting at 6, I believe, on ESPN. So we are off
Fox.
Early. Or Fox, okay. We are off early now. So 1 hour to talk about that. We're going to do Trev's ticket at the bottom of the hour. Trev's got like 700 bets to place. You know what I did? I did like 7.
Oh, nice.
But I don't have to go all 7.
Because you guys didn't tell me you're doing more than 3.
Well, I just sat down and started looking at it, and I'm like, this is getting out of hand.
I just got to stay on track. I went 3-0 last week.
Oh, bam.
And now trying to do that again.
I wonder if I'll ever have a 3-0. I'm just going to say no.
Sure.
And we'll let you know about Illinois-Nebraska and how you should maybe go in terms of the betting there. So we'll do that at 4:30. Quick Cubs-Cards preview about 4:50. Get you ready for the game tonight. It's Jack Flaherty against Kyle Hendricks. Should be fun. But early on here, Derek, a great interview that you snagged today, or a great guest, excuse me, we haven't interviewed him yet. Nick Irvin, Morgan Park head coach, going to join us.
Yeah, excited about that. Obviously, he's won a handful of state titles up there. He's also the head coach of Adam Miller, who's coming in this weekend, top 50 guard. Huge visit for Illinois. Really interested in talking more about him as a player. Gets a chance to see him every day. He was also a coach for the Mac Urban Fire program. So interested in his thoughts, not only just about Adam as a player and Illinois Cell, of course. Io, we can ask him about him.
Yeah.
And then just in general, because he's been tied to a lot of big-time recruitments. And what's important at this time of the year, and you know, Jalen Brunson, Cliff Alexander, I mean,
sure.
That's one that a lot of fans are going to – if you want to hear about, but
I liked
just in
him.
General,
I liked him a lot, Jalen Brunson.
Yeah,
I'll never forget that day when I first saw him as a sophomore, and I texted Jeremy Warner that night, and I said, "Tell me Illinois is recruiting this kid." He goes, "Oh yeah, they're all over him."
Right,
and he immediately became my favorite, and of course, he probably did the right thing, right? I mean, he went. I shouldn't say that. I would have loved for him to come to Illinois. He would have had a lot of success.
It worked out well for him.
Yeah. So this will be fun. Of course, Adam Miller, he starts probably his visit tomorrow.
And Nick will be here with Adam and Adam's mom, and he's bringing quite the contingent.
We were talking about it off the air yesterday and kind of laughing about, you know, we had asked you kind of where they'll go, what they do when a recruit comes to town. And you had mentioned, you know, the academic part where they'll go see, you know, or you know, talk about that or whatever. And I kind of started laughing as a parent. I'm like, I guarantee you mom is going to want to know all about the academics because that's what moms do. And so, you know, Adam will be here for sure on the campus to look at everything. And I know he's interested in that as well. But, you know, mom's going to be dialing in on the academics. That's what I love about parents.
It's always important.
It is big time important.
Yep.
Big time important. All right. And right now, on the phone with us is Nick Irvin, Morgan Park head coach. You can follow him on Twitter at Nick Irv. Coach, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing good. How you doing?
Good, man. I love the Twitter. It's all capitalized. Like Nick yells at you.
Oh, absolutely.
Does that describe your coaching style? Do you get in their face a little bit?
Oh, I'm locked in. I always stay locked in. Always intense. I'm proud of the best motivator coach in the world. So, you know, that's how I get down.
Nick, you got a chance to spend a lot of time with Adam Miller, obviously, in your program in Morgan Park, and also the Macaron Fire. He's coming to Champaign tomorrow big official visit, kind of a big deal around these parts.
Uh-huh.
I want to ask you a couple questions about him, but first of all, as a player, you're with him every day. Just what pops out about Adam and what makes him, you know, one of the top guards in the country?
Well, he's self-motivated. You ain't got to tell him to do a lot of things. He always in the gym. He loved the game of basketball. He want to get better every day. He constantly want to stay in there, work on his jump shot. And, you know, the crazy thing about it, a lot of kids want to go get shots up. He want to do everything. He want the defensive slides.
Nice.
He want to do box out drills. He want to do a number of things. So you just got to be prepared when he comes to the gym, because he want to do a lot of stuff.
He's been with you for a while. I remember going to a 15U game and seeing him play with Amari Burnett. And how over that time has he gotten better? Where has he improved the most, and where have you really focused on getting him better? Because I know you work a ton with him as far as workouts and everything like that.
Right. Well, you know, the thing, he's maturing. He's maturing into his game. And, you know, the thing I just want to do is just enhance everything that he want to work on, is shooting, dribbling, you know, passing, defensive skills. So I just want to enhance everything that he's been doing and just fine-tuning everything. And the thing that he's growing most of is been a leader. He's been a leader on and off the court. Like I always tell him, you're responsible for your team. So you got to lead not only by example, but you got to lead with your voice, and he's been doing that.
I was going to ask you, Nick Irvin, our guest, I was going to ask you about the off the ball, on the ball, and how he's improved at that, but you kind of led me into this. You got a young man that when he started in early on, you had a guy like Io there. And,
yes.
I mean, I'm in awe watching Io. I can't imagine being on the same court going, whoa, oh, wait, I got to start doing this too. what has that been like for him to be able to, you know, kind of have guys like that ahead of him? I don't want to say beat him up, but, you know, show him how you do it basically in practice. And how much has that helped him get to this point?
Oh, it's been a blessing. It's been a blessing, actually. And, you know, Io showed the way for him and Marcus, actually. So, you know, by seeing Io and seeing what he went through and how he got better each and every year, and, you know, his approach to the game, I always try to have a veteran guy like that, you know, ahead. Like Charlie was a great mentor to Io. Like Io was a great mentor to Adam. So, you know, Billy Gare mentored Charlie. So I had a good number of guards that showed the way for each and every one of them. And it made it easy for me to coach them, because they already say, hey, Nick will hold you accountable. Nick gonna coach you hard. So you just got to embrace it and just take it. And it helped me a lot along the way with all my great guards.
And Nick, I want to ask you about that, kind of along the same lines. Is you've been blessed with coaching a lot of talented guards.
Mm.
Obviously, you mentioned Charlie Moore, Io, Adam, Marcus Levette, Jalen Brunson was in your AAU program. Is there anything that kind of translates between each one of those guys as far as similarities that makes them as good as they are?
All of them had killer in them. All of them want to destroy everybody in front of them. So, you know, I've been blessed, you know, because, you know, when I look at them, I always say, man, they love the game. They love the game of basketball. And you know, from the time I started coaching, I always thought I had the best guards each and every year. You know, that's how I always look at it. Even when I had Wayne Blackshear, I consider him a guard as well, too. So, you know, I always had probably the best ones or two, what I call them, combos, possibly in the whole country. That's what I always call them.
Yeah.
So, you know, it been good for me to coach them guys and watching them grow.
Talking with Nick Irvin, head coach of Morgan Park, also coaches for the Mac Irvin Fire. We get a chance to see on the other side of the college, you know, for Illinois, as far as leading into an official visit, they want to roll out the red carpet and show players a good time and also explain the fit and everything. How about on the the player side and the coach as far as AAU coach or high school coach, what goes into preparations before a big visit like that?
Well, to be honest with you, I tell them every visit you go on is going to be a great, you know, it's going to be a great visit. And, you know, like you said, they're going to roll out the red carpet for you. They're going to make sure you have a great time. But, you know, besides that, you got to look if you want to get coached by that coach. You got to look. Because once you get on that campus, it ain't going to be like the red carpet when you first got there. So, you know? So I always tell them, enjoy yourself. You know, make sure you have a good time, eat your big steak, you know, hang out with the guys. But also, you know, you got to look at if you want to really be there. If you want to be there and get coached by that guy, by that coach, and you want to play with them players. So I said, so you got to go in with an open mind and understand your focus is there. It's books and basketball. When you get there, it's not, you know, the parade they give you when you get there. It's not about that. So it's about, you know, you being successful once you get there. So I always tell them, go with an open mind, but also enjoy yourself. But look at the bigger picture of if you want to be there or not. So that's what I always tell my guys.
Yeah, that red carpet all of a sudden starts rolling into a 6 a.m. practice, doesn't it?
Right.
Yeah. Exactly. So, you know, you got to get up at 6 a.m., then you got workouts at 6, then you got another workout at 9, then you got another workout at 2. So, it ain't gonna be there when that's the red carpet. That red carpet is gone.
Coach, what do you look for? And I know you've been to the Illinois campus, obviously, but when you come down, and maybe, you know, maybe the parents are asking you questions, et cetera, as you're touring the campus. But through your eyes, what do you try to look for?
The thing I try to look for is if the fit there, because I've been around my players a lot. Always talk to them on and off the court about life in general. So I always look for if the coach going to be tough on them. Is the coach going to let him get away with a lot of things? Is the environment good for him as a whole? So, you know, them are the things I look at. And, you know, and then I give my input to them, you know, what I think. But at the end of the day, I always tell the kid and the parent, it's not my decision. I've been to college. You got to be happy there. And you got to think you can make it from there. So, you know, I just give my advice and I end it with that. And, you know, I'm never going to tell a kid where to go or what to do or what, but I'm going to give them some solid advice.
I don't blame you. Nick Irvin, Morgan Park head coach. Now, I don't want specifics like with Io or Adam or any of this, but the process, how does it work a little bit? Take us in. So, you know, the visit's done, and then they get back home, right? You get back up to the Morgan Park area. So where does Nick Irvin play in that? So, in other words, I mean, you kind of set it in terms of you just kind of say, hey, it's your decision. I can tell you what I want. But I guess you just make yourself available to kind of help out with anything, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I'm here for all my players, even still to this day. All of them come back and talk to me, ask me about advice. You know, I'm constantly on IO about the game and about him taking care of his classwork and everything. But, you know, once they get back off that visit, you know, I just try to keep them humble and keep them focused and say, you know, when it's time, you'll know when it's time. And, you know, just give them some thought. Get with your parent, get with your family, whoever you got to consult with, and go from there. And if they need me for a lot of more advice, I'll be there for them. You know, I always break down the pros and cons to every school. Because at the end of the day, you know, it's a lot of people in the transfer. There's a lot of players in the transfer portal. So
amen.
I don't really like my guys being in the transfer portal, to be honest. So that's where I always try to tell them to pick the right school right off the bat. But, you know, at some point it don't work. But you know, you got to do what you have to do, but it's all, you always want to be at that school. That's what I advice I get him.
Yeah, well said.
Nick, I want to ask you specifically about Io, and I'm sure you weren't surprised by the level of success he had in his first year at Illinois. Oh, by the way, he set the record for scoring average as a freshman in program history.
Yep.
But what did you see through your eyes? What was Illinois able to do to give him that stage or develop him, or how did that come across to you, what Illinois was able to provide for him?
Well, they let him play. They let him play the minutes that he needed to be successful. And, you know, Coach Underwood is a great coach. And, he tough on his players, and leaving from my program to his program, from my program and coming to his, it was, the transition was probably easy. It was easy for Io because I held him accountable. Underwood held him accountable.
Nice.
And, you know, he just played the minutes and he got better as he went on and as the season went on, he got better.
How does Nick Irvin watch an Io basketball game now at Illinois? Do you find yourself sometimes going, what are you doing there?
Yeah, always. he gonna hit my mouth every day and tell him, you know, cause Io is a point guard where he gotta stuff the stat sheet, meaning he gotta rebound, he gotta score, he gotta get assists, he gotta get steals. So, you know, I'm always on him about rebounding and making the right reads and players on the court. And I always hold him accountable on the defensive end. So I'm always on him. I never say, oh, Io, you played great. No, he ain't getting nothing from me. I'm like, you could have did something else to help your team win. And, you know, I'm all about winning. So, you know, when they lose or whatever, I call him like, man, what could you have done to get your team to the promised land?
Hmm.
You know, that's why I always teach to him and Adam and the rest of my daughters about winning. It's all about winning.
Nick Irvin, Morgan Park head coach. You just said it right there, all about winning. You've done plenty of that up there in Morgan Park, 4 state titles. You missed out on a three-peat last year. I'm sure you're going to make another run at it again this year with Adam.
Yeah, I'm going to get it this year.
Adam, Marcus Watson, Brandon Weston. You've had open gyms so far already. What are you seeing out of your group, and what do you like about this group coming back?
Well, this team right here, they competing, and they don't want the feeling they had last year and playing and losing. So, you know, they came back with a different focus. You know, they want to run on the track and weight lift, and they want to do that right now. So, you know, and they're doing it on their own. I ain't got to tell everybody to be here or show up, make sure you're there. Now, Adam and Mark is just taking on the leadership role and having everybody there. And we focus. We focus. And the goal is to win city and state. And hopefully go undefeated. That's the goal.
Mm.
You know, anything less than winning a city championship, the season not a success.
Nick, as you know probably as well as anybody, Illinois as a state produces basketball players as well as any out there. But I want to ask you about the talent that leaves the state. Namari Burnett was at Morgan Park. He goes out to California.
Yeah.
Cleo Whitney left Chicago. And I'm sure it's similar to recruiting. You got to do what's best for you. But in your mind, is that a big issue for Illinois high school basketball, and is that a fixable issue?
Mm, good question.
Well, it's a little fixable. It's fixable. And, you know, like you say, a lot of people say, I got to do what's best for me. But sometimes that's not the best situation. I mean, you just got to make it work, you know. And sometimes kids don't want to be coached the way we coach. So, I mean, I can see it getting better, but it probably not, because one, well, I can put myself, I can talk for myself. I hold my players accountable. You can't walk in my practice and do what you want to do. No, that's not going to work. And like I always say, you know, parents don't run my program.
Sure.
They got some say so in classwork. They got some say so in everything else, but they don't have say so in my program about playing time. How many shots you get it and that. No, you don't have that in my program. So, you know, at a whole, I think it's to get better. And, you know, most Chicago coaches, they ain't, you know, if you don't want to be in their program, then you can leave. So that's where we go about it.
Nick Irvin, Morgan Park head coach, getting ready to head down for the weekend with his star, Adam Miller. Are you going to get one of those steaks, coach?
No, I can't get one. I'm on a diet right now. I can't.
Oh, no!
I want one. I want a big porterhouse steak. I can't get it. I've been trying to lose this weight.
Well, you and I are on the same path here, then. Maybe we ought to meet for a salad, I guess.
I know. Yeah, get a nice little salad with a little chicken on top of it, a little salad dressing.
I love it.
We can't get the big steak with a lot of butter and all.
Yeah, we finally have reached that age where it's like, man, we can't do that anymore. And it stinks.
Right.
It stinks. I'm not going to lie to you. Nick Irvin, Morgan Park head coach. Follow him on Twitter. It's at Nick Irv, IRV, of course. Coach Camp, thank you enough for jumping on with us today. Good, or have fun this weekend down here in Champaign-Urbana.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for having me on here. Anytime you need me, I'm available.
Okay, buddy.
Thanks, coach.
Thank you. Nick
Irvin.
Good stuff. Morgan Park head coach. 4 state titles.
It's impressive.
And it's funny. He's like, oh, I'm getting it this year. I was going to joke with him and say, yeah, I heard you were kind of, you know, on the chopping block there after you couldn't get three straight, you know. Now, that's what an incredible job he does at Morgan Park. And, of course, with the AAU team as well with Mac Irvin Fire.
Isn't it amazing how much talent he's had in the gym with him?
He mentioned Wayne Blackshear, and I'm like, whoa, I forgot about him. I mean,
he didn't mention Jabari either. Jabari was in the Mac Irvin Fire program.
Wow. Well, listen, where'd Jabari go? Duke?
Mm-hmm.
Wayne went to Louisville.
Yep.
Jalen went to Villanova.
Charlie went to Cal and then Kansas.
That's right.
Marcus Levette went to St. John's,
that's right. That Levette one was kind of hurt.
Sure.
In the scheme of things, Jabari you weren't going to get.
Cliff Alexander went to Kansas, Jahlil Okafor. Well, he was a Mean Streets guy, Jahlil.
Maybe I should ask Coach.
No, he was Mac Irvin.
Well, listen, and Io.
That's the point. You got Io, and if you get Adam, he's the best player in that program right now.
You know what? And that's true, because we just reeled off a lot of great players, and for whatever reason, I get disappointed as an Illini fan if they don't come here, but it's not my son. And it's not my decision. I mean, I would have loved for my son to attend Illinois or SIU where I went, but he chose Arizona State. I can't get mad at him for doing that, right? So when this happens as an Illini fan, it's disappointing, but it's not our choice as fans, right? It's not our choice. We can only just be great fans for a great program and continue to do that. And I've said it all the time, Illinois fans, if you put a product out there that is competitive, Illinois fans are going to show up in droves. And this will be interesting. Adam Miller's got everything I want. He's except for being from Canada or Indiana. Yeah. He's left-handed. He's a guard. He shoots.
He's from Peoria, though.
He's from Peoria.
Or something.
Boom. I love it. So hopefully Adam Miller has a great visit this weekend. And who knows? Maybe Brad and crew can close on that deal this weekend. It'd be awesome to
Iowa will help. And also Demonte Williams is an underrated factor.
Yeah, how nice is that? Let me ask you that. How important do you think? I mean, that's got to be pretty important that Adam Miller shows up and immediately he's got friends in the room, if that makes sense.
That's huge.
You know, because you're like anything. It's like walking into a bar. I'm walking into a bar and I know I'm meeting you. If I don't know any of the other 30 and then I see you, all of a sudden you just, I don't ever have a problem. I don't think guys like us have a, but it's one of those where it's like, oh, there's Pipes. Good. Sweet. You know, now I know where I'm going. I know where I'm going to sit. I know blah, blah, blah. You know, the rest of the time I'm in. And maybe that's a really poor analogy, but you get a guy like Adam Miller that walks into the room, you know, and there's Io, there's Demonte, who he played with. I mean, that's got to put him at ease right off the bat.
Yeah, it's part of the checklist is being comfortable and having trust that, you know, who you're going to be with on campus. Of course, Chen Coleman, somebody who's very familiar with. When Nick Irvin's a fan of Brad Underwood, that's good for players who are playing under Nick Irvin.
And likes his coaching style. I mean, he coaches just like him.
Absolutely.
Sounds like.
Yeah.
And that's important. Because I'm sure there are some high school coaches that would look at the way Brad Underwood coaches and thinks, wow, he gets on them. But, you know, I think most coaches are like, hey, you know, like he said, I hold him accountable. And that's all you can ask for, right? That's all you can do. All right, I just got this from Trevor. Cubs just came out with 5 major injury updates. And then I looked in at him, and he had a scowl on his face that was not pretty. So now he's kind of smirking. When we come back, we're going to ask him about that. We'll do a little Cubs-Cardinals talk, and then we're going to get to Trev's ticket and see who you, myself, and, of course, Trevor, we're going to tell you who to bet on. If you're into that, we're going to tell you who to bet on and who to roll with this weekend with college and the NFL. Great stuff there with Nick Irvin. Derek, well done in setting that up. So that was fun. I hope you enjoyed it. You can always find us on Twitter. Just search at The Drive 93.5.
Our podcasts are also on all platforms. That's right, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. You can also go to tayandpiper.podbean.com. Stream us live at espncu.com or watch us live on YouTube. Just search Tay and Piper or The Drive 93.5.
No Hans, no Alec. It's just you, Trevor, and I. Early show, early off tonight for Cubs and Cardinals. So when we come back, we'll tell you about that Cub injury update list. It's growing. And that's not good for the Cubs as they sit 3 games out, beginning a 4-game series in Chicago against the Cardinals tonight. Flaherty and Hendricks. Man, it's tasty. I'm ready for that to get here. I'm ready for that to get here right now. Back with Trev's ticket and that. It's The Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Are you upset with your phone plan? I know of a place for you. Sprint by Wireless Revolution. Wireless Revolution is a certified Sprint dealer and will get you the perfect deal for your phone plan. Whether you're single, need a family plan, or getting devices for your employees, Wireless Revolution has your back. Sprint has wonderful service and you will always be connected with the people that mean the most to you. They will take care of transferring your contacts and apps. So stop by Sprint by Wireless Revolution. They have three locations, one in Urbana on Philo Road and two in Champaign, one in Marketplace Mall and one on North Prospect.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 2 5-1/4 ounce bottles of Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for $8. Clean and lubricate your fuel system while increasing miles per gallon with 2 bottles of Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for $8 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter from Country Arbors Nursery. 154 years. That's how long my family's been growing flowers and planting trees in Central Illinois. Over the years, we've grown hundreds of millions of plants, and there's a chance my great-grandfather sold plants to your great-grandfather. It's a special time of year, mum season, and Country Arbors is home of the legendary $6 mum, the biggest, best-priced mum in the state. We grow 20,000 mums, but you'd be surprised how fast we sell out. So come out for a shade tree, a shrub, or a perennial, but make sure to pick up a few mums when you're out. Country Arbors is in Urbana, on Windsor Road, 2.5 miles past Meyer. You can find out more information and directions at CountryArbors.com.
Car payments, mortgages, college tuition. You have enough to worry about, so let Pekin Insurance relieve some stress with auto, home, business, and life insurance. You can even protect your RV, motorcycle, and pets with our coverage. Request a free quote today at PekinInsurance.com. Our local agents will provide you with beyond the expected advice and service. That's PekinInsurance.com.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands. Here's a great offer from Lands. For a limited time, we're offering instant rebates up to $1,000 or special long-term financing with approved credit on qualifying Trane systems. That's $1,000 in instant rebates or special financing. Call Lands for details or find us online at landsinc.com. And remember, it's hard to stop a Trane. Any season, any time, you can count on Lands.
See Lands or visit Trane.com for complete program eligibility dates, details, and restrictions.
Illini fans, Jets Pizza knows hard work's the only way to get better. Better like their Detroit-style pizza. Hand-pressed and baked to the thickest, crispiest crunch. Get a large Jets specialty pizza of your choice, just $16.99, code SPEC1. Jets, better because it has to be.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Will Kane here. If you're like me, you have a mortgage and a family who depends on your income. Then you need to protect the ones you love with life insurance. Life insurance can help pay off a mortgage or send the kids to college. It's peace of mind. Think you can't afford it? Chances are SelectQuote can help you get it for less than $1 a day. SelectQuote comparison shops up to 10 highly rated companies, including Prudential, Banner Life, Mutual of Omaha, and others, to find you the company with the best rates. For example, SelectQuote could find a 35-year-old man a $500,000 policy for under $21 a month. That's less than $1 a day. A cup of coffee a day costs more than that. Start protecting your family today. Call SelectQuote at 1-800-417-5440. That's 1-800-417-5440. Or go to selectquote.com/will. That's selectquote.com/WILL. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib. Once again, I'm hosting the Live to Lead mega event at the iHotel on Friday, October 11th.
John Maxwell, and four speakers, Angela Ahrens, Marcus Buckingham, Chris Hogan, and Rachel Hollis. Buy your tickets at HabibHabib.com. So bring your team. I guarantee you will be better equipped with new perspectives, practical tools, and key takeaways. Improving our minds is like working out. We can't go to the gym just once and expect to be in shape. It's a continuous process. Buy your tickets at HabibHabib.com.
Hi, it's Corey with Max Twin City Recycling. We pride ourselves on giving the area an outlet to recycle and get paid for their unwanted metals. We're taking our community focus a step further with our Recycling for a Cause program. Each month, Max Twin City will choose a different local charity to feature in an effort to raise money for those causes. Visit MaxRecycling.com for a complete list of program details.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
Illini fans, Jets Pizza knows hard work's the only way to get better. Better like their Detroit-style pizza. Hand-pressed and baked to the thickest, crispiest crunch. Get a large Jets specialty pizza of your choice, just $16.99. Code SPEC1. Jets. Better because it has to be.
Hiring can be a slow process. Cafe Altura COO Dylan Miskowitz needed to hire a director of coffee. So he went to ZipRecruiter, posted his job, and found the best person for the role in just a few days. How? ZipRecruiter's technology finds people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job. So it's no wonder that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now, try ZipRecruiter for free at our web address, ZipRecruiter.com/Will. That's ZipRecruiter.com/WILL. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
It's the Jeremy Warner Show, weekday mornings from 9 to 11, right here on ESPN 93.5.
Stealing your job. Stop by CMI on Bloomington Road if you're in charge of keeping your business clean and germ-free. Check out eSprayer. This technology, is it eSprayer or eSprayer?
I don't know. If it's eSprayer, there needs to be a dash. I'm not being picky.
eSprayer.
Get it right.
Well, check out
eSprayer. Sounds right, but
it does.
Whatever it is, it works.
It works because the technology is great for schools, also for health, assisted living, gyms. Call CMI 359-6262 today for more info or to schedule a demo. CMI Clean, your janitorial and equipment experts. It's kind of funny. It's the drive with Lante and Derek Piper.
Sometimes
I here's what's funny. Sometimes I try to get like my, you know, my cell number. I sometimes will tell people and I'll give the jersey numbers of who the players. Yep. So I was looking at 6262. I'm like, that's like two offensive tackles that nobody's heard of. So I'm just going to go with 62.
The guy who was holding so much in the Bears Broncos game, right?
Holding.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
72, but yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well. All right, we got to get going here cuz we got a preview.
Your five Cubs updates?
Yeah, go.
One, Craig Kimbrell is active for tonight's game.
Oh, good.
Oh, these were all going to be negative.
Yeah.
I don't know where you gleaned that I was negative.
These are all positive. Came out with five major injury updates. I guess I read that as, oh, no.
No, I just meant updates on major injuries.
Oh, okay.
Javier Baez.
Well, then you should have said Cubs came out with five updates on injury updates. I don't know.
That doesn't sound right.
Because it made five major injury updates. I'm like, oh, wow, they got more injuries.
No, I just meant updates on their major injuries.
Okay, that's my fault.
Javier Baez will be cleared to start light baseball activities and can pinch run starting tonight.
Oh. Can he catch a ball at second and tag a guy out?
Probably.
Which hand did he hurt?
I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
Addison Russell will not be activated tonight, but will be tomorrow. Oh, who cares?
Okay. Terrifying.
Anthony Rizzo will be reevaluated tomorrow because it's been 5 to 7 days with him in the boot.
Dude, that Addison Russell had like two big home runs for you in the last month or so.
You know Rizzo's going to do some Kirk Gibson stuff.
Oh, yeah.
In one of these games.
Oh, I can already see it.
And Cole Hamels has been scratched from his start this weekend due to an injury. Alec Mills will start.
Oh, see that?
Oh, thank you.
That does excite me there.
There's your five updates.
Okay, so some of them are actually pretty good for the Cubs.
Oh, yeah.
Kimber will be back. If they get in that role tonight, he could close.
Eyes on the bases.
Javi could run, and then...
And honestly, I don't think it's that big a negative that Cole Hamels isn't starting because he has been hot garbage since he came back from the injury.
He really has been, hasn't he? All right, good stuff there. Cardinals-Cubs tonight, and it's going to be fun, man. Four-game series. Real quick, and then we're going to get to Trev's ticket. The loss last night, I mean, if you're the Cardinals going into yesterday, you're just assuming you're going to be one-up going into today. You had to face Scherzer. You get that done at home, beating him, and then all of a sudden you get gifts by the Padres and the Reds to beat the Brewers and the Cubs. Now it's a three-game clearance. Man, that's a big, big deal last night, I think, going into this series.
Yeah, to see the Cubs offense struggle last night against Cincinnati, and now they have to face Flaherty. Of course, they're, you know, the Cubs are going to be up for this game.
Oh, yeah.
But the fact that there are holes in their lineup with Baez out and Rizzo out.
That hurts.
And for them to finish the season series 8-11 against Cincinnati.
Wow.
That's pretty brutal.
Wow.
You lost five of your six series this season to the Reds. You lost the series 5 out of 6 times.
That's frustrating.
The Cubs are 37-18 against teams under 500, not named the Reds.
Really?
They're sub-500 against the Reds.
And what's their home record? Is it like 52-6?
Well, actually, I've broken it down to the day and night games.
Oh, wow.
I've been keeping track of it because there's one of those four quadrants that stinks. At home in the day, they're 30-15. At home at night, they're 21-10.
Oh.
Both amazing. So add that up, and that's what, 51-26
in right.
Home. On the road and during the day, they are 10-9.
Mm.
Above 500 record.
Yeah.
On the road at night, they're 21-36.
Wow. Okay.
So well, basically, road. If you eliminated the road night games against the Reds, the Cubs would be in first place by like 2 games right now.
That's fun. Well, we don't, though.
Here's the point. I know. I'm just saying, like, it's so frustrating if you're going to sit here right. And say the Cubs finish 4 out
mm-hmm.
to look at that those series against the Reds and say even if you split half of those losses, you would be in first right now.
I agree.
The Cubs have dug themselves a hole, and they've handed the Cardinals the shovel and said, yeah. You can make it a grave if you want it to be.
You're right. That is
now,
true.
The reason why last night wasn't, like, penultimately frustrating for me is simply because now everything's on all your destiny's right in front of you here with this series.
Good point.
Either team controls it if, you know, I mean, the Cubs are not going to sweep, okay? They're not.
Right, I don't
but
think
if for
so.
Some reason they were going to, then they'd be in, you know.
Yeah.
The opportunity has now been presented to you.
Yep.
So last night is one of those where it's like, man, that was frustrating because extra help would have been nice.
Right.
But still, here's the opportunity in front of you. What are you going to do?
You're still here. All right. Derek Gould with the Cardinals did some math today. If the Cardinals play 500 from here, they'll finish 90-72. The Cubs then would have to go 9-1 to division to win the division outright, 8-2 to tie. And he put an asterisk there and said it's impossible if St. Louis goes 5-5, obviously, for the Cubs to do that. But if the Cardinals just play 500, the Cubbies must go 9-1. Brewers must go 8-2 to tie for the division lead. So
if the Brewers lost 2 of 3 this weekend, I'm not sure who they're playing.
I'm not either.
If the Brewers lose 2 or 3 this weekend and the Cardinals sweep the Cubs, they will clinch the division on Sunday.
Wow.
Now, okay. I don't think all
I
that's
going to happen.
Happen but there's still a chance
yeah.
for the Cardinals to walk away from Wrigley knowing they're
that's
the
incredible.
NL Central.
That's incredible. All right, it is time to do a little actually, you know what we're going to do? We're going to take a quick break.
Okay. Milwaukee's playing Pittsburgh, by the way.
Real quick, before we – oh, Pittsburgh. Is it at Milwaukee?
Yeah.
Okay. Real quick, can you of give course. Us the four pitching matchups before we take a break for this? I know tonight – is Flaherty against Scherzer.
That'd be nice. Can we get Scherzer for a night? It's Flaherty Hendricks, who actually has been like Scherzer at home.
Yes, he has.
By the way, right now it's 3-1 Brewers in the fourth inning.
Oh, Brewers are playing. Okay.
Tomorrow it's Waka and Quintana.
Okay.
Then it's Hudson and Hamels, although it's not Hamels now, it's Alec Mills.
Tomorrow's kind of a stinky, smelly game.
And then on Sunday, it's Michaelis Darvish. Darvish struck out like 15 guys the other night.
Did you see the picture of Miles leaving Bush? He had they all had suits on, and Miles had the cowboy hat on and cowboy boots. So I'm like, oh,
there
boy.
You go.
Oh, boy, he's ready. All right, so those are the pitching matchups. Let's get it on, man. This is going
to
be fun.
One more quick series real quick to pay attention to. There's a 5-game series between the Phillies and the Nats this weekend.
Ooh.
2 doubleheaders because of rain that they had to make up. The Phillies are 3 back, but, like, they're still in the race technically. And then the Nats are only a half game ahead of the Cubs and the Brewers right now. So that's also a big series in terms of implications. 5 games between those two this weekend.
For the wild card.
Yes.
Are we going to have another one of those years where it's 3 central teams? I mean, I can see the Brewers being there. And if
I can see the Brewers being there.
The schedule
one of the Cubs and Cardinals getting shut out.
Yeah.
If the Brewers get there.
But. Oh, my. That'd be interesting.
The second straight year, that's happened, too, by the way, because I remember last year as the Cubs are trying to hold on to that division and the Brewers are right behind them, they play the Tigers at home for 4 to end the season.
Oh, wow.
Just a ridiculous interleague, easy. And then they get the same soft crap this year.
You had to play them all, though, during the year, right? I'm telling you, I've said it 100 times. The first thing I look at when I look at the schedule at the start of the year, who are we closing with? And this year I said, wait. We got 7 games against the Cubs. Yuck. All right, we're betting when we return. It is The Drive.
Today, business happens here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. and they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at USPS.com/future.
El Toro Mexican Restaurant in Champaign on South Neal Street is the perfect place to pick up dinner for the family on your way home from work. Whether it's a chicken fajita meal for everyone to share, a cheese quesadilla for the kids, or a margarita for yourself, El Toro will have the food hot and ready for you. Just call them at 217-378-7807 to place an order. That's 217-378-7807. Can't make it to the restaurant? They'll bring the food to you. Delivery is also available. Just visit their website at eltororestaurante.com and click on the delivery tab.
On Saturday, September 28th, the Walk to Defeat ALS will take place at Dodds Park in Champaign. The Walk to Defeat ALS honors those living with ALS, their caregivers, and family, while remembering those who have left us too soon. The Walk to Defeat ALS is the largest source of revenue for the ALS Association, which provides programs and services at no cost to patients living with ALS. Everyone can become part of the fight by joining the Walk to Defeat ALS. For more information, visit web.alsa.org/Champaign Walk.
Go, oh, oh, O'Reilly!
Protect your engine with 5 quarts of Castrol Edge full synthetic motor oil and a Wix filter for just $33.99. Plus, get a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate. You can also earn bonus O Rewards points on Castrol Edge motor oil products right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for another My Journey with Mettler.
My name's Brock Ideas. My hometown is Gifford, Illinois, and I'm a farmer. This spring, I suffered from a leg injury as a result of training improperly. Lost both of my lower calves, were in constant pain. And every day, I'm grateful for the answered prayer of being led to the Mettler Center. They're extremely helpful. The physical therapist I specifically had, he was a very good listener. I enjoyed listening to his advice and putting it into practice, into my daily life.
Start your journey with Mettler Center. Visit Mettler Center.com today.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter from Country Arbor's Nursery. 154 years. That's how long my family's been growing flowers and planting trees in Central Illinois. Over the years, we've grown hundreds of millions of plants, and there's a chance my great-grandfather sold plants to your great-grandfather. It's a special time of year, mum season, and Country Arbor's is home of the legendary $6 mum, the biggest, best-priced mum in the state. We grow 20,000 mums, but you'd be surprised how fast we sell out. So come out for a shade tree, a shrub, or a perennial, but make sure to pick up a few mums when you're out. Country Arbor's is in Urbana, on Windsor Road, 2.5 miles past Meyer. You can find out more information and directions at countryarbors.com.
This is a cow whose milk became everyone's favorite cheese at the craft fair. But cheese only lasts so long. The impression a small business makes needs to last much longer. And now Vistaprint is introducing free shipping on all business cards in any quantity. Choose from hundreds of fresh designs tailored to your type of company or upload your own. The choice is yours. The time is now. For a limited time only, get free shipping on all business cards in any quantity with promo code 3131. That's promo code 3131 at Vistaprint.com. Own the now.
It's happening. Wherever plays are being made, tickets are being sold, and fans are lining up. ADP is designing a better way to work. With industry-leading HR, talent, time, benefits, and payroll, more companies rely on ADP than any other HR partner to help step up their game. From small business to global enterprise, see how ADP can help you and your people achieve what you're working for at design.adp.com. ADP, always designing for people.
It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Sit back and relax and take the drive with Long Tay and Derek Piper. Weekdays 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
It's the drive. Lante, Derek Piper. We got Cardinals Cubs coming up pregame, so we got to run here. Not run. We're not leaving yet.
Yeah.
We got to roll through Trev's ticket. Let's get that going. I've got 7 games, but one of them is Illinois. Pipes, you have how many? You did what you're supposed to do. You did three.
I usually put down about 5 or 6 and then choose my favorite 3, but I can give all the ones I have.
I'll do three. You do 3.
All right.
And then Trevor, it's called Trev's Ticket. He can do as many as he wants.
I got 12. But that's counting Bears in Illini.
Okay. Here we go.
You gamble?
Gambling? What's anything about gambling? It's not gambling when you know you're going to win.
It's my money, and I need it now.
Everything here revolves around betting.
Come on, sweetheart. That's gambling. You want to gamble? That's gambling.
It's my money, and I need it now.
From casino to casino.
You do not have a gambling problem. You do not owe $15,000. It's $20,000.
Take this to the bank, kids.
I want
to
be a billionaire.
That's sneaky sniffy.
You're like sniffy in a bad way.
Okay. I'm going back to the well with Army.
It's my money, and I need it now.
Oh, gambling's fun and easy.
The guy has an algorithm to determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
It's my money, and I need it now.
Here comes the money.
What do you call it? Negative seven? What?
Minus?
Minus seven. Okay.
Teaching you the tricks, Lon.
You are, man. I appreciate that. All right, you and I, Pipes, are going to roll here. We're going to each go boom, boom, right. Boom, 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 and then we're going to hand it over
quick
to Trevor.
Disclaimer. Yep. I went 0-3 2 weeks ago, 3-0 last
week. Wow.
Good luck choosing whether to trust me or not.
Another disclaimer, I don't think I've been above 500. So, you know,
and
take
last
what you
week
want.
You asked what the minus meant. Maryland negative seven? So,
is
anyway.
That good or bad? All right, I'm going to start with New Mexico State and New Mexico.
Naturally.
Because
the toilet bowl.
Yeah, I've never been to New Mexico. Forgot it was even a state. And I'm going to go New Mexico at home minus four. Put all your money on that
that's
one.
Solid. New Mexico State is so bad.
Check all right.
I'm going to hang out in Wisconsin for a while,
okay.
And I'm going to start with Green Bay minus 7.5 against Denver. I know some people won't like this because Green Bay's offense has been a little inconsistent. I know that Denver's D gave up 24 at Oakland, and what they did against Trubisky, that I'm throwing that out the window. Aaron Rodgers is going to make open throws.
Yeah.
I think Green Bay's defense is good enough to hold Denver down. This is a two-score game, in my opinion. Also, Packers have covered 8 out of the last times at home in September.
So you're going Packers to cover?
Packers to cover.
The next move is in Florida State. Florida State's not good, kids.
They're not good.
JJ roots for him, too, and he's a Cubs fan, so it's just going to be a bad weekend. Louisville plus 6.5. I like Louisville's quarterback. Put half your money on this one. Go Louisville to cover.
Gutsy, but I like relying on the fact that Florida State will be bad.
Yes.
All right, one of Lon's tricks in interviews is playing off what the other person just said, so I'm going to do that, actually. I'm going to be swayed into Air Force minus 7.
Ooh.
Or Air Force plus 7, sorry. Oh. Air Force plus 7 at Boise State. Boise State won at Florida State. All of a sudden, that's not really that impressive.
Yeah.
They had a 7-point game against Marshall at home. Air Force is coming off a win at Colorado.
Impressive.
The triple option is in, folks.
Bam.
And this team can pass.
Okay.
Give me plus 7 for
Air
Force.
That plus bet I just did is the first time I've ever done a plus bet.
Taking the dog?
The underdog. All right, I'm moving to the NFL for my third Lon pick. It's the Cardinals. They're 2.5-point favorites over the Panthers at home. Cam Newton, excuse me.
They're favorites.
They're favorites.
The way, yeah.
And they're going to finally, Kyler Murray's finally going to win a game.
I like this a lot.
He's 0-1-1. Cardinals are going to take that at home, man. Put
like
all
it.
Your money on it. Put all $500 you've
Whoa.
Got in your bank account on it.
All right, I'm down to two games quickly. One of them that I'm not picking is Northwestern Michigan State under 38.5, which there are a lot of reasons to do that.
Yeah, that's.
But I'm not going to overthink this. Staying in Wisconsin, Wisconsin minus 3.5 against Michigan.
Oh.
And the home team's won 9 out of the last 10 meetings in this one. Michigan is 0-4 as a road dog under Harbaugh. That's a lot of points, 3.5.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
If you just take the name of Michigan away, they've looked nowhere close to what they're supposed to be. Wisconsin's defense hasn't given up a point yet this year. I think they win by at least 4, maybe a touchdown.
Okay.
I don't like the hook, but otherwise I like that.
Okay, I like
3.
It.
All right.
Good. I don't know how you guys actually come up with, like, here's the last 10 games and this is why, and I'm just like, hey, Kyler Murray's got to win a game finally.
A lot of betting is gut.
You're right.
So, I mean,
you're right.
Who knows?
All right,
here we go.
Let's go, Trevor.
Here's your stinky stiffy for the week. Houston plus 5 tonight at Tulane. Tom Fornelli on Twitter said that this game is one of the few times a year you will see Vegas just outright favoring the wrong team. Every projection model says Houston's going to win the game outright. For some reason, they're plus 5.
Oh, wow.
So if people think Houston's going to win outright, I'll take plus 5 because that's a generous underdog.
Boom.
So I'm taking Houston in the
put
points there.
$750,000 on
that. Nope. Okay, I'm going to put a little bit of money on Northwestern plus 9.5. This has nothing to do with my confidence in Northwestern, only that this will be a close, low-scoring game. Lon, I kind of agree with you that like a 13-10 type of thing.
Yes.
There'll be more point or more runs at Wrigley than there are points in this game.
I don't really see Michigan State blowing them out simply because Michigan State's offense is basically just as bad as Northwestern's.
Yes.
So I'll take Northwestern plus 9.5, okay. But it'll be ugly. UCF minus 11.5. Pitt last week was close against Penn State, but UCF has been a betting and spread darling. They're 2-0 against the spread this year, and dating back to last year, they're 10-1 against the spread.
Wow.
In their last 11 games. The projected score on most models has UCF winning by a lot.
Listen, Scott Frost 25, is a hell of a coach.
27. So UCF minus 11.5 kind of stands out to me. I got that.
Okay.
At Pitt. Georgia minus 14.5. I think Notre Dame is fake good. Keep in mind, Georgia went on the road and beat Notre Dame last year. I went to the Notre Dame student newspaper website because I like to do my research for this stuff.
I would say.
The headline on the front page of the site says, surely there's at least one reason why Georgia won't crush Notre Dame, right?
Wow!
Georgia minus 14.5.
Boom.
Wisconsin minus 3.5. I'm right with you, Derek, for the reasons you laid out. I'd like it better if it was 3, but I will take Wisconsin minus 3.5. On to the NFL. Titans minus 1.5 tonight. The Titans tend to thrive against teams with a weak run defense. Look at the Browns week 1.
Okay.
They struggle against teams that are good against the run, which is the Colts in week 2. Jaguars aren't very good either.
No.
And also Gardner Minshew is the quarterback now, right?
Right.
So I'm taking Titans minus 1.5 okay. tonight in what's basically a pick 'em.
That's a stinky spot.
Is it?
Yeah, I don't like that.
All right. Ravens Chiefs over 52.5. Do I really need to explain this?
Lamar Jackson Mahomes, yeah.
I don't know how the Chiefs D is going to stop Lamar Jackson, and I don't know how anyone stops Patrick Mahomes. This kind of screams Rams Chiefs last year to me, honestly.
Okay.
I think this is going way over 52. Miami Dallas under 47.5. I'm doing something weird here. I am going to assume that it is guaranteed that Miami does not score a point. And I'm just going to get a bigger spread. And I'm just going to say,
have they scored yet?
I think they scored one touchdown week 1, or maybe a field goal. I'm just going to say, okay, do the Dallas Cowboys score more or less than 47 points this week? The Patriots won 43-0. I don't see how the Cowboys can win 47 or more nothing.
Yeah.
So I'm going under on Miami Dallas 47.5.
But you're going Dallas. Would you go Dallas to cover the 20?
Yeah, actually I would.
Yeah.
Even though it's recommended you don't do that. Just
so weird.
The Dolphins
NFL.
Are so bad.
Yeah, they are.
I mean, they just lost Fitzpatrick, who was their only good player. Rams minus 3, I mentioned earlier in the week. I don't really like the Browns. I'm not really buying what they're selling. All the Rams have to do is win by a field goal. I think they win by a lot more than that.
That's at Cleveland.
I know. But okay. Browns haven't impressed me. And finally, Buccaneers minus 6.5. Daniel Jones is starting. The Giants' defense is bad. I understand the Bucs are also not great.
Yeah, they're not.
But all they have to do is win by a touchdown at home.
Okay.
I think Jones will have a little bit of a deer in headlights type thing going on. Buccaneers minus 6.5. And then if I had to do Bears in Illinois, are we doing that now?
Let's do it tomorrow.
Okay.
Let's do it tomorrow.
Okay. So, Houston plus 5 tonight.
Okay.
Titans minus 1.5 tonight. Otherwise, Northwestern plus 9.5. UCF minus 12. Georgia minus 14.5. Wisconsin minus 3.5. Kansas City, Baltimore over 52.5. Miami, Dallas under 47.5. Rams minus 3. And Buccaneers minus 6.
Wow.
I've got Air Force plus 7, Green Bay minus 7.5, Wisconsin minus 3.5.
I like
all the brats all weekend.
I like it.
I'm bringing brats, by the way.
Cool.
I'm bringing brats if you want to swing by. I got like New Mexico, Louisville, and the Arizona Cardinals. And no reason at all for that. All right, we're out of here. Cardinals Cubs tonight. We'll hopefully be back tomorrow because the afternoon game, hopefully we'll get on for a little bit. But everybody enjoy the game. It is The Drive. Say bye-bye.
This episode of The Drive with Lon Tay and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.